Broadcasting live from the Metro Atlanta Chamber rooftop, it's the Health IT Leadership Summit. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton live from the rooftop of the Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce, and it's a beautiful, crisp night, and we got our first interview of the evening, don't we, Stone?
Oh, what a gorgeous evening. I'm sitting here looking at the Ferris wheel. We already have paparazzi gathering around the table. I think that speaks to this gentleman's reputation. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast the executive director with Wisdom to Believe Foundation, Mr. Monty Green. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you for having me.
Wisdom to Believe, can you share a little bit about what you guys are up to?
Absolutely. What we are basically is a workforce development organization. So simply put, as we say, we put people back to work. In addition to our current workforce, we also focus in on our future workforce. So we have a number of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math initiatives where we work with our K-12 program partners as well.
So but do you help them with the curriculum to get the K-12 kids educated to get ready for a STEM career?
Absolutely. So we'll work with the curriculum development. We will actually deliver some of that specifically to the students to motivate them so that they better understand the connection between what they do in class and how that will apply to their careers in the future.
So are you finding that the level of interest in STEM careers in the junior high and the high school, is it now back on an uptick, or are we still suffering a little bit of a decline and it really needs our attention?
Well, unfortunately, I still believe that there is some confusion of what STEM actually means, in particular when it comes to the student themselves. It still, I think, suffers from the stigma of that it's something to do with computers and IT and coding.
The pocket protector crowd, right?
Exactly.
And it's well beyond that.
Exactly.
So you got to make it cool again, right?
You got to make it cool. That's right. You got to make it cool.
So how do you go about it? I mean, we've seen some initiatives with robots or rockets or something that's more compelling, but then at the same time, you want to do something that involves both genders. So how do you kind of navigate the waters there?
That's right. So you have seen a lot of robotics and where cool stuff where you can create these little robots that can be part of a competitive environment so we can compete against one another. And certainly that appeals to mostly our male audiences. But I think we're also seeing a lot of that really falling over to our young ladies as well. But in addition, you know, what we really do is try to make sure they understand that with STEM, you know, you're really talking about any forms of technology. So even that person that's, you know, currently working at our fast food restaurant, there's a lot of technology there that does everything from analyzing who's coming in, what your buying habits are, what you like to eat, even where you eat, you know. So people just think of that one location, but really they're looking at data all over the country. And so they're determining your eating habits, your buying patterns, those sorts of things. And so people who are interested in all those types of data and how it works and analyzing is also part of STEM. The other big thing you're seeing now as well is a lot of push on the video front where our young men and women are, you know, certainly using the internet to compete with the latest and greatest you know, video applications for fighting against your best war heroes and racing and those sorts of things. And so what they don't understand or see today is that that really applies to how we are organizing our businesses of the future. So there will be a great deal of collaboration and teamwork, and you don't necessarily have to be in the same room. And so this ability to learn now how to work with teams and work with individuals and collaborate in a virtual setting, just like we do with our virtuality games, is going to be the way all business will actually operate in the future.
Right. And I guess that must be a frustration for you, is that you have these kids that are so immersed in the technology every day, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, just take that next step and be a creator rather than just a consumer, right?
That's exactly right. And really trying to get them excited about seeing those potentials. You know, I always hear when I go to the classroom, hey, I want to be the next, you know, mat and game, you know, inventor, right, or that sort of thing. But I'm saying, you know what? There's a lot of sick people in this world. Why don't you be the next person that creates the cool, you know, chronic disease management app?
Right, the telemedicine app.
Exactly. Make that happen. Exactly. There's a lot of money in that as well, you know. So, you know, just trying to help them to broaden their perspectives and get excited about things they already do every day anyway. And I know we'll make the change. It will happen. It's just right now there's still that adoption that's pretty slow. And I think a lot of that is because the people who are delivering the messages are, you know, people like me that, you know, are not millennials. And so we don't quite get how to get them excited.
Right. And I think that what's going to happen is that as the technology evolves, it'll become easier and easier for them to use and to develop on, so they don't have to be as technically proficient as maybe a generation ago had to be.
That's right. I mean, to be perfectly honest, those things that you and I grew up in, you know, in terms of Star Trek and place like that where they have the virtual stuff in front of you and you can wave it in, you know, in the air almost, those things are actually becoming reality today.
Right. So now how do you get the most out of your experience here at the summit?
So the summit for me, it's been something I've been participating in for many years now. And obviously one part of it is the health information technology piece, which is a real hot industry. It's one of the number one industries in this market. And a lot of that, of course, applies to the 21st century jobs that we talk about out of our foundation and trying to put people back to work. But I think in addition to that, you know, it really is that we have a lot of creative individuals here that just are thinking in the right way in terms of where we're going with the future. And you just want to be plugged into all of that. And so this year we're very excited about having for the first time an internship module where we're focusing in on the, you know, the millennials, the young folks, and getting them out to the Health IT Leadership Summit. And so we're really excited about that and having the Metro Atlanta Chamber and Technology Association of Georgia forming together to bring that internship module to the summit.
So what can we do to help? Do you need more funding? Do you need more organizations providing intern opportunities? We need to get the word out better. What can we do to help, Matt?
Yeah, that's a perfect thought process. I mean, really, in the internship, I mean, if you talk to most employers, they're all going to tell you they want people with experience. And the only way you get that experience is really getting those intern at hands-on experience. And so, you know, getting more employers out to really provide that hands-on training, that internship, that shadowing program, that externship, that's the key to the success in getting the right workforce that's ready to go to work when they come into the business community.
So if somebody wanted to learn more, do you guys have a website or is there a way to reach you?
So we're right in the middle of our new development, our website. We're going to be very proud of it. It will be wisdom2believe.com. So that will be the actual website address. But we are actually under construction, getting a new look and feel for the 21st century. We can't talk about having 21st century jobs, but look like 20th
exactly.
century website.
You got to have a website that matches.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Monty Green with Wisdom to Believe Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us, man.
Thank you for having me, guys.
All right. We will be back in a few from the rooftop at the Metro Atlanta Chamber.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.